I think they are skeptical. They're more optimistic than they were, right after 2007, when we saw about 10% of population expressing confidence in the honesty of their elections. Of course, they'd seen just violence and irregularities and mayhem after 2007. So I would say that, confidence is not high, and I think that they are kind of waiting and seeing how this one goes.
What exactly did the latest Gallup poll say about the Kenyan election? Given all that's going on between the top two vote getters and the latest polls, it's pretty hotly contested.
It is. So what our data showed, of course, this is from surveys done late last year, showed a lot of the hot button issues. Both of the candidates, the top two candidates, are really pushing on in terms of ability to afford food, inflation. Those are major dissatisfiers. A lot of Kenyans are struggling to put food on the table. And of course, skyrocketing inflation, situation with Ukraine, supply chain, drought, all that just adds to their already existing issues. And it's not just the poorest or the lowest income families in Kenya that are struggling. We saw in the data that majority of even the wealthiest 20% are struggling to afford food.
Did your polling go into how many people felt that corruption was a big problem in Kenya?
Yes. So that's another area where most Kenyans agree, whether you're from the poorest 20% or the richest 20%, they agree that there's a lot of corruption and it's widespread within their government. Now, that's been pretty consistent across the years, but in our most recent survey, we saw that 84% of Kenyans thought that corruption was widespread in their government.
Is there anything important that you thought came out in the polling that I didn't ask you about specifically, you think is important to mention?
There was one thing that was interesting to me is that there could be, depending on how the outcome, a female vice president for the first time.
Three out of four
And
candidates have female running mates.
right. So we do ask whether people feel that women are treated with respect in their country. And we see that, it's about 55% of Kenyans think that women are treated with respect. That's down a little bit. But of course, women are more likely than men to feel that that's not true.